Just one halakha, interesting case came up in the laws of Zimun. The case was like this. Three guys sat down to eat together, and they were obligated in a Zimun. What happened was, one of the guys, whether he did it by mistake or on purpose, he made Birkat HaMazon on his own. He packed out on his own, and he didn't wait for the Zimun. But he's still there. Now the other two guys tell him, hey, what did you do over here? We had a Zimun. What did you make Birkat HaMazon for? So the question is, do the other two guys, are they still able to make a Zimun with this third guy, even though he already made Birkat HaMazon? The real question is, can one guy remove the obligation of Zimun to the other two? Halakha Maran in Kuf Tzadi Dalet Seif Aleph, that even though one of the guys makes Birkat HaMazon, it does not break the Zimun of the other two. And therefore, they're able to say, Nevarech Shachanu Meshelo, and he answers with them, and they could make the Zimun with Birkat HaMazon. However, there is a big difference over here. This is only talking about where the three of the people over here, they were all obligated, they ate bread. So if they all ate bread, and one of the guys said, Birkat HaMazon, fine. However, if let's say this guy over here, this third guy, ate fruit. Now, before he makes the Beracha Haronav Nefashot, he's still part of the Zimun. You can mitzaref two bread eaters with a fruit eater for a Zimun. But once he makes Nefashot, now already the Zimun is broken. That's the Haluk that the Magen Avraham wants to say. The Davka, when the guy's a bread eater, where he was obligated in Zimun from himself, so then even if he makes the Beracha Haronav early, fine. Masha'en Ken, when he wasn't Hayav the Zimun from himself, he just ate fruit, he can be Mitztaref. Then already when he makes the Beracha Harona, he indeed breaks the Zimun of the entire group. Rabbi Moshe Levi, Alav Shalom, in Birkat Hashem, Chalek Bet, Pesh Taf Tzaddi Bet, I read, Shelosha Bene Adam, She'achlu B'yachad, V'tchayevu B'zimun, V'shachach Echad Mehem, O Hezid, U'birech Birkat HaMazon, קודם שזימנו, אף על פי שביטל זימון ממנו, או בטל זימון ממנו, he lost out on the מצווה זימון. בכל מקום, יכולים השניים הנותרים לזמן עליו, והם יוצאים ידי חובת זימון. במה דברים אמורים? כשאכלו כל אחד מהם כזית לחם. אבל אם אחד מהם אכל כזית פרי או ירק, או שתה רבעית משקה, אף על פי שמצטרף לזימון, בכל מקום, אם בירך אחד מהם קודם שזימנו, אינו מצטרף לזימון. ואפילו אם זה שבירך, לא אכל כזית לחם. Which means, even if the third guy, he didn't eat lechem, the other two guys are bread eaters. He made an nefashot on his fruit. So the other two guys, lechaura, are still in. No, since he wasn't obligated himself, mitzido, he was only obligated as a tziruf. So therefore, once he leaves the group, the whole group falls apart. And therefore, Eno Mitztaref Emaim Lezimun.